Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
This is CBS Eye on the World. Here's John Batchelor.
Science in Brazil. The Brazilian National Institute for Space Research, INPE. What is it and what does it need now that we depend upon it for reports as profound as greenhouse gases on the Earth and as sentimentally critical as the neotropical forest we call the Amazon? I welcome Sofia Moutinho, a science journalist. She's in Rio de Janeiro. And recently she published in Science Magazine an essay on the state of INPE, which Sofia tells me is called INPE, and what is to be done. Sofia, congratulations and good day to you. Where is INPE? And right now, what are the problems that have become obvious at INPE? Good day to you.
Hi, John. Thanks so much for having me here and having this opportunity to speak about this subject. So INPE is, as you said, the National Space Research Institute in Brazil. And INPE does several things, including weather forecasts. But most importantly, it's one of the world's best deforestation monitoring systems. So INPE is responsible for monitoring deforestation in our tropical forest, the Amazon, and also in our savanna, which is called the Cerrado, which is a big vegetation in the center of Brazil and also a big carbon sink.
So what we have here is a watchtower, a watchtower in space with satellites and computers connected to it. And what I learned from you is that over these last years, there's been a reduction in the budget for INPE's operation, despite the fact that INPE has the same job, if not larger, because of the concern, the global concern about climate change, the meeting in Glasgow at the end of 21. They depend upon INPE for their statistics about the forest. Is that correct, Sofia?
Yeah, that's exactly what it is. And we depend on INPE to monitor the Amazon forest. And also this data helps us to keep track. And it's important also for the commitments that Brazil have with this international agreements on climate. And the budgets have been massive. 63% of the budget of this institute was reduced in the last 10 years. And last year we have our worst number when INPE only had $15 million to run all these operations. And it's not only the Amazon monitoring, but we have a satellite program and weather forecast. And INPE is also a research and education institute. They run post-graduation courses. It's a big research institute with such a small budget now.
You spoke with a INPE worker, an INPE memory, Evelyn Novo. What did you learn from her about this decline? She's been there a long time.
Yeah, Evelyn told her personal story, and that was very sad because she's just going to complete 50 years working at INPE. She was there in the beginning when this institute started to monitoring the Amazon with satellites. And she was really waiting to complete her 50 years there. And now she just decided to leave and to retire because she sees no hope the way things are being conducted there, because all these budget cuts and researchers are, young researchers are leaving. And people are retiring and there is no money to hire new people. So she's seeing this decline in INPE and she wants to leave. And that's very sad.
I learned from you the history of INPE. It is founded in 1961 as a response to the space race, the great moon race of the 20th century. Yuri Gagarin was an inspiration. Importantly, early on, it sponsored postgraduate studies in astrophysics and meteorology, in remote sensing. All of that was training a generation of Brazilian scientists. The deforestation project starts in 1989. And I'm presuming that was the first time anybody had been able to account for the whole of the Amazon. And we could see the deforestation and the damage done by pilferers, outsiders, people who were logging illegally. Is that correct, Sophia?
Yeah, exactly. This has been a problem in Brazil for decades. We have illegal logging and people cutting the forest to farm cattle. It's a very common thing. And we see these fires also when farmers clear the land to put cattle, or they clear the land after logging legally or illegally. And INPE has this amazing monitoring project, both like annual inventory data of deforestation released every year. And we have also an emergency alert system that was implemented in 2004 and allows us to detect fires in deforestation almost in real time. And this kind of tools really help to reduce deforestation in the Amazon. Since this real-time system was launched, deforestation in the Amazon reduced like 83% between 2004 and 2012. But now this is changing.
Yes, it's changing. The program that Sophia refers to for INPE is called the Real-Time Deforestation Detection, which is acronym of DETER. Sophia, one of the things I've learned over time reporting on science is that the Amazon is a neotropical forest that dates to the death of the dinosaurs, that the same asteroid comet that struck the Yucatan and wiped out most of the life on North America and South America for some years and led to what we're told, the rise of the mammals, that also created the Amazon. You are living with an artifact of the dinosaur age, the post-dinosaur age, the early mammals. And not until then did I realize how vast this is. A note, because it's not in your story, but you've grown up in Brazil. And so you know, do young people have affection for the Amazon? Is it taught in school very early on?
Yeah, I would definitely talk about it a lot. But, you know, Brazil is a continental country. And despite the fact that the Amazon is a huge part of our country, I think most people, I would say, I'm just guessing, but I think most people in the big cities, in the southeast, northeast, they never had this opportunity to be there. Because even if such a big place is very remote for people in the cities to travel to the Amazon, it's far, it's expensive. And we have this still, thank God, very preserved areas where with the small communities living by the riverside and with no electricity, no running water. So we have some tourism going on there. But I would say it's like another world inside Brazil.
We have the success of the two programs, Watching Deforestation. Sophia reports that it reduced deforestation in the Amazon by 82% between 2004 and 2014. But now we must come to the trouble. The trouble begins, Sophia, I'm following your reporting, during the presidential administration of Dilma Rousseff. What happened?
Yeah, so during that government, the investments in science started to decrease. And now with our new president, Bolsonaro, things got even worse. Investments to science have been cut all the time. And it was funny that just the day we published this story about INPE, the government announced even more big cuts in science and education. And it's we are like arriving to a point that is almost impossible to do science and keep this machine running in Brazil. Like the current government is pulling the plug of INPE and the Amazon deforestation monitoring.
So what we're looking at now is a decline from 2010. I see you provided a chart. This is in Science Magazine. The decline starts in 2010. You're measuring this in reals, 200 million reals. and it's now at a low point under 100 and likely to go down. Now, it's not just the deforestation program. It's all the moving parts. Let's talk about them. You write affectionately of a computer called Tupa. What is that?
Tupa is our supercomputer. When it was bought, it was like among the 30 best supercomputers in the world, and it runs very complex data. So it's used, for example, to run climate models in Brazil. And what's happening is that the computer was very good when it was bought, but now it's very old. So these models stopped being produced in 2017. So currently, INPI is using this old computer with no maintenance contract. Pieces break all the time, and the institute doesn't have money to replace them. So it's always like a pain for researchers to find money to replace the pieces that are broken. And all our climate models rely on this computer right now. Like the data that Brazil sends to the Intergovernmental Panel on Climate Change, the IPCC, from the UN, comes from this computer. And it's in this such bad shape.
You also have a program called LIT, that's Satellite Development. Is it also underfunded? Are they able to design satellites anymore?
Yeah, this program is completely stalled right now. Our last major project was the Amazonia One. It was the first satellite that was entirely developed in Brazil. It was launched from India, and it put like an extra eye in the sky to watch the Amazon. And that was like a big proud of INPI. But this satellite was already launched with years of delay because of lack of funds. It almost didn't happen because the institute didn't have the money to pay grants for the researchers that were involved in the project. And since this, our satellite program is really stopped because we don't have money. There were more satellites that should be released after that. It's just not happening.
The money problem is apparent. You can see it now everywhere in some of the photographs that accompany Sophia's story in Science. The question is, why is this happening now? Is it the economy, Sophia? Is that what is the presenting issue since 2010? Or is it the pandemic? Is that driving this particular story to extreme measures?
As you can see, this is a chronic problem. It has been happening for many years. And I think it's a mix of problems with economy, but there is also a lot of political issues. Most of the researchers that I spoke with and analysts in the field, they really think that our current government is intentionally targeting INPI. And why is that? Because INPI is this, as you said, this tower that is monitoring deforestation and letting the world and Brazil know that this is happening and rates are going up. We never cut so much forest as we're doing now. So it's not good for the government image. And our president has been attacking INPI directly many times. Like in 2019, Bolsonaro fired the institute director. After Bolsonaro said that the deforestation data was a lie. So the director stepped forward and said, no, this is not a lie. That's how we collect our data. And then he was fired. So we have this climate of people in my story say they feel this climate of dismay.
Dismay. Yeah. I'm speaking to Sophia Moutinho. She is in Rio de Janeiro. We're speaking of the Sao Paulo-based INPI. When we come back, we're going to speak of the young people who have been at INPI and now face a bleak future unless and until INPI and its product are refunded. I'm John Batchelor.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Life's messy. We're talking spills, stains, pets, and kids. But with Anabay, you never have to stress about messes again. At washablesofas.com, discover Anabay sofas, the only fully machine washable sofas inside and out, starting at just $699. Made with liquid and stain-resistant fabrics, that means fewer stains and more peace of mind. Designed for real life, our sofas feature changeable fabric covers, allowing you to refresh your style anytime. Need flexibility? Our modular design lets you rearrange your sofa effortlessly. Perfect for cozy apartments or spacious homes. Plus, they're earth-friendly and built to last. That's why over 200,000 happy customers have made the switch. Upgrade your space today. Visit washablesofas.com now and bring home a sofa made for life. That's washablesofas.com. Offers are subject to change and certain restrictions may apply.